Well, I never. There's a surprise. If you've been under a rock, then you may have missed this, but David Cameron admits he did profit from a £30,000 stake in his late father's tax haven investment fund, but sold the shares in 2010 before becoming PM. How very convenient. David Cameron finally admitted last night that he had profited from more than £30,000 in an offshore tax haven. After days of pressure, the Prime Minister acknowledged that he had benefited from a controversial fund set up by his late father, Ian. He also accepted that some of the £300,000 left to him by his father may also have come from funds lodged offshore. The heavy influence on the word may there. In an extraordinary TV interview, Mr. Cameron said he and his wife Samantha had jointly held a stake in his father's investment fund, Blairmore, which was registered in Panama and operated out of the Bahamas. Now, I've already done a piece about Samantha, so have a listen to that from earlier in the week. He said they had sold the shares in January 2010, 4 months before he became Prime Minister, for £31,500, pocketing a tax-free profit of just over £19,000 on the deal. He also pledged to release his personal tax return in an attempt to limit the damage from his revelation. But he insisted that he had paid all UK taxes due on his investment during the 13 years he held it, and he promised. Oh, God. He would publish details of his tax return, saying he did not want anyone to say, "You've got other agendas, invested interests." However, the revelations brought a whole heap of criticism from opposition figures. John Mann, a Labour member of the Commons Treasury Committee, branded him a hypocrite and called for him to resign. Mr. Mann said, "Cameron has been less than honest. He should resign immediately. Most decent people would expect nothing less." Labour's deputy leader Tom Watson said that Mr. Cameron should repay at least part of the profits he made from offshore investments and questioned why he had taken 6 years to reveal them. Mr. Watson said, "After days of repeatedly avoiding the issue, this is an extraordinary admission from the Prime Minister." David Cameron, who described the use of complex tax avoidance schemes as morally wrong, has been forced to admit that he held shares in a fund now linked to tax avoidance. People want a government that clamps down on tax avoidance, and they want a Prime Minister who upholds the highest standards. At the moment, we seem to have neither. Lib Dem leader Tim Farron said, "For ordinary taxpayers to have faith in the system, they have to be able to have faith in their leaders. They deserve better than half-truths and qualified statements." Downing Street has spent all week dealing with questions on the Prime Minister's tax affairs following revelations on Monday that Ian Cameron was named in the so-called Panama Papers. Blairmore was named after the house in Huntly, Aberdeenshire, where Ian Cameron was born in 1932. The company was incorporated in the secretive Panama jurisdiction in 1982 and operated out of the tax haven of the Bahamas. The firm hired Bahamas residents, including a bishop, to sign off paperwork and held meetings in the Caribbean. The arrangement, whilst legal, allowed the company to avoid paying UK tax for decades. The fund also made use of bearer shares, which enabled people to hide their assets. On Monday, Number 10 said the Cameron family's dealings in Blairmore were a private matter. The Prime Minister and Downing Street then issued three further statements over the following 48 hours in a bid to close down the growing controversy. But on each occasion, they avoided key questions about whether the PM's family had benefited from offshore investments in the past. As the questions continued to mount, Mr. Cameron yesterday decided to make a false statement of his affairs. He told ITV News, "Samantha and I owed 5,000 units in Blairmore Investment Trusts, which we sold in January 2010. That was worth something like £30,000. Number 10 said Mr. and Mrs. Cameron had invested £12,497 in Blairmore in April 1997. They sold the shares in January 2010 for £31,500, yielding a capital gain of £19,003. They paid no tax on the profit because it came in just under their joint tax-free capital gains allowance, which stood at £20,200 at the time. Oh, how convenient! Number 10, so the Camerons did pay income tax on the unspecified annual dividends they received from the fund under the 13 years they held the investment. Mr. Cameron said he was proud of his stockbroker father, who had been unfairly written about. The PM said that there was a fundamental misconception about the way Blairmore operated, saying it had not been set up to avoid tax. I'll just let you think about that for a moment. He said it was set up after exchange controls went, so that people who wanted to invest in dollar-dominated shares and companies could do so, and there are many other thousands of unit trusts set up in this way. Why was truth delayed? The Treasury Select Committee member Wes Streeting said, David Cameron keeps saying he has nothing to hide, so why are facts being dragged out of him over days? In a bid to close down a toxic row over tax avoidance earlier this week, Mr. Cameron made an extraordinary public statement about his personal finances and income, insisting he received no money from shares or offshore trusts. But the claims only suggested more questions, and Downing Street was forced to issue a string of further clarifications, making a total of four statements. Ian Cameron was named in the massive leak of more than 11 million files from the Panama tax haven. Shortly before his death, the former stockbroker personally owned more than 6,000 shares in a Jersey fund he helped to manage, known by various names including the Close International Equity Growth Fund. The assets in Jersey were left to the Prime Minister's mother Mary in 2010, leaving open the possibility that Mr. Cameron could eventually benefit from it in the form of an inheritance. The leaked papers revealed Ian Cameron's firm Blairmore Holdings avoided UK tax for years by operating out of the Bahamas and Jersey. Under Jersey law, the value of the assets does not have to be made public, but a grant of probate is normally required only for sums above £10,000. It cannot include property, but can apply to cash held in bank accounts or investments, including offshore trusts and funds, known as a movable estate. According to his English will, Ian Cameron left everything to his widow Mary, apart from specific bequests to the Prime Minister and his sisters. Legal sources said the terms of the will meant any Jersey assets were most likely to have gone to Mrs. Cameron. Downing Street's final statement yesterday said the Prime Minister and his family will not benefit in the future from any offshore funds, but tax experts said funds held in Jersey would have grown more quickly, as dividend payments would not have been subject to tax. If Mr. Cameron inherits anything from his mother, it could then be argued that he has benefited from the offshore Jersey assets. Chartered accountant and tax lecturer Robert Leach said, "It's quite possible that Mr. Cameron and his siblings could benefit from money held offshore if they inherit any of Mrs. Cameron's estate. If this happens, it will be difficult to reconcile this with the Prime Minister's statement. There are legitimate reasons to hold money and other assets offshore, and there is no suggestion of illegality or wrongdoing by any member of the Cameron family." Documents filed in 2009 showed Ian Cameron held at least 6,000 shares in the Jersey Fund, the first time he was shown to have personally held wealth offshore rather than managing funds like Blairmore Holdings in Panama. After his death, the net value of his estate was put at £2.7 million. He left £300,000 in cash, just under the threshold at which inheritance tax is paid to David. A £1 million Mews house in Kensington, West London, was left to the Prime Minister's sisters, Tanya and Claire. The remainder of his estate was left to Mrs. Cameron. The £2.5 million family home near Newbury in Berkshire was transferred to the Prime Minister's older brother, Alex, in 2006. in an apparent attempt to reduce inheritance tax liabilities. Labour has repeatedly called for Downing Street to publish the full details of Mr Cameron's links to Blairmore. Mr Leach said that the Prime Minister needed to say if the £300,000 he received from his father's will was the proceeds of a scheme that avoided tax. He added the answer is probably yes, as he would have denied it otherwise, but even then, he's not done anything illegal, although it is politically embarrassing. And when, of course, you're one of those people that can make the changes and make the laws and make anything legal or illegal that you want, then you can make sure that everything you do is legal, can't you?